The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM. I'm Matt and I am joined on the line by James. He's here for another At The Flicks. We're catching up with what is happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. James, thank you once again for your time.
It's always a privilege and an honour to spend half an hour with you talking about films.
Thanks, man. The feeling is very, very mutual. I do enjoy this part of the week, finding out about what is happening at State Cinemas and getting your read on, you're very well aware of the pulse of the nation through the punters who come in. So it's always good.
I'm slightly disturbed that you think I'm aware of the pulse of the nation, though. Maybe I should go into some sort of political punditry or something. But in the meantime, let's continue with At The Flicks at Fresh FM.
Okay, let's do that. What's been happening the last week down at the cinemas, James?
Well, I'd like to give a really big shout-out and a thank you to all that came to the pre-love premiere for the Devil Wears Prada 2. It was just a fabulous event.
Nice.
We filled out Cinema One. Everyone came and looked just magnificent. People had put such a lot of effort in. And they seemed to have a wonderful time. People commented that they were really happy to have an excuse to dress up in their dad rags. Huh. And it was just so delightful to see the foyer buzzing. And we decorated it, everything. And then the food from Stefano's was delightful. Shout out to our friends at Stefano's. A really good fun evening. So thank you so much for coming out.
Brilliant. And you did have a competition, so you had a couple of happy winners then, I'm gathering?
Yes, absolutely. We had an overall winner for best dressed, and we had most outrageous dressed, and we had some spot prizes.
Cool.
Everyone seemed to have a fabulous time, and it was we will be doing something similar and yet different in the weeks and months to come.
Okay, cool. And feedback from punters on the actual movie itself, Devil Wears Prada 2?
It's everything you would expect. So don't come to Devil Wears Prada 2 if you are expecting something other than Devil Wears Prada. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's a really good sequel. It builds on themes that came up in the first film 20 years ago.
Yep.
The same characters, the same warmth, the same cattiness from Meryl Streep's character. It is The Devil Wears Prada 2. You are going to get what you expect, and that can only be a good thing. But I suspect if you've paid your money to come and see The Devil Wears Prada 2, you're not expecting Mortal Kombat 2.
Aha. I would anticipate that. So, if you're a fan, get down and check it out. So, Mortal Kombat 2, tell me a little bit about that.
That was almost quite a smooth link, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Almost. So, new releases this week, we have Mortal Kombat 2 and Sheep Detectives, primarily. Mortal Kombat 2 is the sequel to Mortal Kombat 1.
Yes.
There'll be no surprise to you. It stars Carl Urban, who is a reliably solid screen presence. I still think his Judge Dredd deserved more films. I thought that was terrific and thought he was terrific in it.
Yep.
It's banny crashing. It's, world nominate these heroes, these super tough people to have one-on-one combat, as opposed to having a big battle with armies and Armageddon. They choose individuals to fight it out for dominance.
Yeah,
so it's not going to be Shakespearean dialogue. It's going to be scenery chewing. Did you play the game when you were a younger man?
Yes, I did. So it was kind of in my wheelhouse. I remember seeing it at the movies, and when it came out, it was, capable for a live action of a game. The soundtrack was pretty cool. I remember that. Yeah, very high impact, sort of techno-y in places. So I'm assuming, yeah, we're back in the same world of, who was it, Johnny Cage, I think, was one of the guys. We had Raiden, I think. I'm trying to remember the name of Scorpion, half these characters who are these fighters who have these weird sort of supernatural powers at times and are able to do crazy things.
You are far more enmeshed in this universe than I am. I'm terrifically impressed. Lord Raiden, Bi-Han, Hanzo Hasashi, Chin-Han, all sorts of spicy people.
Yes.
Johnny Cage is the lead. And Carl Urban, who I always want to call Keith Urban, who is the country singer, isn't he?
Yes.
Carl Urban, who I believe is a Kiwi. So, we've got a force in this race. And he's got that kind of suave, slightly self-deprecating, in out of his depth presence. The character, not the actor. The actor is fully in his depth.
Right.
But yeah, expect lots of bangy, crashy fights, amazing special effects, and it's going to be one of those films that is really benefits from our huge screen Cinema One and the fabulous sound system that we have. Immerse yourself in some video game craziness brought to the big screen.
Yes, yes, yes. And once again, you'll know what you're getting if you are heading along to Mortal Kombat 2.
Absolutely. Don't expect Devil Wears Prada 2. You know, you pay your money and you get what it says on the tin, to mix metaphors hideously.
Very cool, very cool. Okay, Mortal Kombat 2. I'm assuming there'll be a bit of violence in it. What sort of rating is on it, and how often are you screening it?
I think one would be disappointed if this wasn't an R15, and duly it is.
R16,
yeah? R15, okay. rated for graphic violence and offensive language, and it's playing multiple times a day. Come along and see that.
All right.
If you remember playing it as a younger man, come and see it at the cinema.
Sounds good. Mortal Kombat 2 on now at State Cinemas. You can head to their website, statecinemas.co.nz. You mentioned the Sheep Detectives. What's up with the Sheep Detectives?
The Sheep Detectives is a lovely film. It's a family, kind of a cozy crime. So cozy crime is a genre that is quite big at the moment in sort of literary circles, and it's making its way onto the big screen. So you're thinking kind of Only Murders in the Building, think Richard Osman's series of books, Thursday Murder Club, whichever day of the week. You know the story.
Sure.
But this is the Sheep Detectives, a new breed of mystery. But imagine Babe, PI in the city, as opposed to Pig in the City. See what I did there? Hugh Jackman. Moving swiftly on, and stars Hugh Jackman, who's always a fabulous, likable, warm screen presence.
Yep.
But this has got talking sheep. So Hugh Jackman is a shepherd, beloved by his flock, and he is the victim of a murder, sadly, and the sheep gather together to solve the crime. As you would expect. What else are the sheep going to do?
Yeah.
The sheep, incidentally, may be the best assembled cast this year. And they are all sheep. So we've got Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Chris O'Dowd, Patrick Stewart, and Brian Cranston.
Oh.
All great, great comic talent. And they do a great job in this.
Nice.
It's a fabulous family film. And I'm very much looking forward to it. My eldest daughter is just turned 7, and I think she's probably a little bit young for it.
Right.
But it's the sort of film that I can imagine would be a lovely trip to the cinema with some younger children. Some slightly older children, forgive me.
Yeah.
So it's rated PG, and that's the violence and coarse language. But it has a fabulous turn from Emma Thompson. Again, one doesn't need to say anything about Emma Thompson,
yeah,
because she's Emma Thompson, and she looks fabulous in this film. It's funny. It's adapted from a well loved book. The Sheep Detectives, I'm very much looking forward to it. I saw the trailer when I brought my daughter to see the film in the holidays, and from that moment, I was hooked and wanted to come and see it.
Nice. Okay. All right. Great cast. I've got to say, really good cast. So, the Sheep Detectives. I'm assuming we haven't got people dressed up in sheep costumes. I'm assuming there's a bit of wizardry going on there to make some fairly realistic looking sheep.
You're absolutely right. This isn't like the cat debacle we had a few years ago. This is CG sheep, but just incredible. You wouldn't believe that they're not talking, if that makes sense.
Wow.
I thought Julia Louise Dreyfus was a sheep for a moment there.
Ah, cool. All right, The Sheep Detectives looks like some good family fun. Great cast. It will look amazing. You can, again, check out the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. It's a PG, and it's showing heaps, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Multiple times a day. And it comes from sort of alumni of the Despicable Me franchise. So it's got really good pedigree. And absolutely, it's a fun family cozy crime caper.
Oh, that was some great alliteration there. I'm going to bask in your glory.
Oh dear. Oh, let's not. You must be joking.
Yeah, well, okay. Moving right along here, nothing to see.
The movie, that's cow.
Well done, James. Well done. If you've just joined us, goodness. Oh my goodness, you are on At The Flicks on Fresh FM. We're talking about what's happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. James, where to next, my friend?
Well, let's ram on with the schedule. If I right there, a sheep reference and a McCartney reference, bish bash bosh. So we're going to go through, obviously, this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
We have a special screen of a film called A Private Life, or The Privé in the original French, starring Jodie Foster. It's a one-off screen. The film opens on general release on the 21st. But this is going to be a really, really good film to bring your mother to.
Yep.
Bring your mother to on Sunday to celebrate all of the fabulous mothers out there. It's on a similar sort of territory to Sheep Detectives in that it's kind of a cozy crime. It's more serious, obviously, than Sheep Detectives. Jodie Foster's turn in this, she is... She speaks in French, it's filmed in French, and her accent from this non-French speaker sounds absolutely impeccable.
Wow.
I would believe that she was French.
Huh.
So she plays a psychoanalyst in Paris, and one of her patients dies, and they suspect suicide, but... she suspects that it's murder, and the film goes on various twists and turns from that premise, involving her ex-husband, who is an ophthalmologist. It's got an amazing French cast, but the film really is a vehicle for Jodie Foster's performance, which is funny and serious and heartwarming. She very much carries the film, as you would expect.
Right? Yes.
Jodie Foster is fabulous in it. Natural charisma. Some heavier themes in this one, but it is kind of a bit like sort of Woody Allen's later period films. So it's a little bit of a lighter,
sure,
heavier themes, but not a hot boiling thriller, right?
Nice. Okay. All right.
Sort of ran out of words there, man.
That's okay. Look, A Private Life. Jodie Foster is an incredible talent. And if you know any of her work, she is very solid. So well worth taking your mum along to this. So it's a Mother's Day special preview with a general release coming later down the track.
Absolutely. So it goes on general release on the 21st, but we have on this coming Sunday, Mothering Sunday, we have a special one-off showing.
Brilliant.
Which would be good to get in there.
Yeah. And look, mums can be hard to buy for. Let's be honest. So take her to the movies. Done.
Absolutely. Have a lovely dinner at Stefano's. Come downstairs and have a film. Have a film.
Yeah.
Watch a film.
Oh, okay.
And what better film to watch on Mother's Day than this fabulous French language Hitchcockian mystery.
Cool. Okay. So that is this Sunday, Mother's Day, in case you've forgotten, May 10th, Mother's Day. Screening at, is it 1 o'clock? Was that right?
I don't think I mentioned a date, but no. I shall mention a time. And it is 1 o'clock, absolutely. However, you have all of the relevant information at your fingertips.
I've gone to the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz, you see. Very smart cookie here.
And what a good website it is.
And what a good website. You can even book your tickets in advance straight through the website. How easy is that? Now,
we do like to make it easy for our customers to book tickets. We thought as a business, decision, that was one of the best ones we made.
Hmm. All right. Now, if I said to you, doom 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 doom, that's kind of me attempting to do a theme to a film. Do you know what film that may be, James?
Oh, Jaws.
Come on.
I don't know. Donald Duck.
No, it was Top Gun. I'm sure it was Top Gun.
That was my next guess.
Okay. What's up with Top Gun? I see that's in the coming soon. Tell me about it.
We have. It's quite hard to go on. We're trying to get that piece of musical wizardry out of my head. We do have. It took my breath away.
Oh, I see what you did there.
There we go.
I'm just wondering if I did the
that
theme
wasn't
to
Top Gun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but I think I might have done the theme to like Falcon Crest or something, one of those American soap operas. But anyway,
right. So can we wrestle this podcast back onto
Yes. Focus. So,
starting on Wednesday for 1 week only, we have Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
All right.
40th anniversary. 40 years!
Wow.
My goodness. Feel the need again is the tagline. Top Gun is a fabulous film, right? It is the 1980s encapsulated in 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Yep.
Tom Cruise, at his most Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, right? It's Kelly McGinnis being smouldering and winning the hearts of everybody of a certain age.
Yep.
Who saw the film the first? Yep. They're a great deal, Matt, isn't it?
Yep. Yes.
So, starting Wednesday, May the 13th, Top Gun, the original Top Gun, is back in the theatres. We have it at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May the 13th. It's PG, rated PG, the course language. I don't need to tell you about Top Gun because everybody knows everything about it.
Yep.
Maverick Mitchell and Nick Goose Bradshaw, elite flying school for advanced fighter pilots. They play volleyball, topless.
They do.
There's singing songs. There's a lot of very fast jet fighter piloting. You know what I mean.
Yes.
And it's a fabulous testosterone filled, energy full of energy, amazing film that deserves, nay, begs to be seen up on the big screen, and we are doing that for you here at State Cinemas.
Cool. If you haven't seen it, I don't quite know where you've been. It was followed up with a sequel last year or the year before, which I think was fairly capable, but this is where it all started. So get in there, relive the glory days. The soundtrack was so classic. I think it featured Highway to the Danger Zone as well in there at some point.
Yeah. And how did the theme tune go?
You'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so Top Gun, kicking off a 40th anniversary run. When does it start?
So that's starting on Wednesday, May the 13th at 6 p.m.
Cool. Get along and relive it on the big screen. Don't watch it on some little screen. Get to the biggest screens in Nelson and check this out.
Absolutely. And if you come in a leather jacket and aviators, I will personally shout you a chop top ice cream.
Woo! There you go. All right, everybody, get your aviators out, your leather jacket, Tom Cruise it. It's stiff competition, but I'm sure we'll give it a go. Okay. Top Gun 40th anniversary. We are swiftly starting to run out of time at this point, James. What else do you want to lead us into before we have to wrap this one up?
Well, the final thing I'm going to talk about today is to let you know that the Zine Architecture and Design Film Festival 2026 is starting today as we record.
Woo.
The 7th of May. It runs through to the 20th of May. So a collection of films with a theme of architecture and design. We've talked about it a few times over the last couple of weeks, but it's running now, and I highly recommend it. I'll quickly talk about one film that I don't think we have talked about yet, which is out in the film festival, but I believe also coming for a more wider release a little down the track, and that is The Time Traveler's Guide to Hamilton Gardens.
Oh.
And it's the story of how a city rubbish dump transforms into a collection of gardens that's now a major visitor attraction. So it's outside of Hamilton. A world-class garden has been built, and where you can move through various different areas.
Yeah.
that are themed around different time periods. So from 16th century England, Song Dynasty, China, ancient Egypt, Italian Renaissance, and forward to the future. A world-class garden, amazing story of how it was made with the help of council community support. And this film really does explore and take you through those gardens, the history of the gardens, the making of the gardens, and where they are now. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
And having seen it, I want to go to Hamilton for the first time.
Oh, that, look, they are amazing. I've got to say, the first time I went there, I just blown away. So I'd love to check out this film.
You have been to the garden?
Yes, yeah. They're incredible. Oh, they really are. Hey? I don't know what to
talk
say.
To me. The microphone is yours. The floor is yours.
They are an amazing, as you said, themed gardens, and they've got weird little access points into a garden. You may not even, unless you're paying attention, realize that something has a doorway through it that leads you into another section of the gardens. It's magical, mystical, fantastic. I don't know what else to say, but the Hamilton Gardens are definitely worth checking out if you are up there. If you're not there, hey, go to the Architecture and Design Film Festival and check out The Time Traveler's Guide to the Hamilton Gardens, as James recommends.
You are ever the professional. That was beautiful.
Oh,
I'm going to go and watch the film first, and then going to go and see the gardens themselves. I'm in the North Island.
They are quite mind-blowing, I have to say. All right, James. Anything else very quickly?
I think I'm going to take this slightly unwell body off to the staff room and have a nice cup of coffee. I'm done. And thank you so much for persevering with me, all snuggly and bunged up.
Look, I think you've done a remarkable job. We didn't mention your poorliness, but anyway, you've battled your way through, and I appreciate it, James.
I think the listeners picked up on it, even if it was unsaid.
Even if it was unsaid. All right. I'm not sure if you can... Ah, I'm sure I got this right. Can you hear this, James? I have the Top Gun theme playing, and I nailed it.
I didn't mean to disparage your fabulous rendition of the Top Gun theme.
Ah, look,
I apologize profusely.
Look, no problem at all, my friend. Thank you so much for your time again, James. This has been another At The Flicks, talking about what's happening down at State Cinemas. You rest up, mate, and we'll catch you at the same time next week.
Looking forward to it. Kakite.
Kakite.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.